TSN 1200 presents the Jim K. Ford Lincoln postgame show. Coming up, a complete analysis of tonight's game, including calls, texts, and emails. But first, tonight's three stars, brought to you by Canadian Tire, Canada's Garage.
Well, in a game that ends 5-0, spoiler, it's going to be a little one-sided in the three-star selection here. On the Jim K. Ford Lincoln Senators postgame show, Steve Lloyd, Sean Simpson, from our studio location adjacent to Club Bell inside Canadian Tire Center. When Matthew Joseph scored the empty netter, a sea of Habs sweaters hit the aisles for a safe travel home.
Yeah.
And then Brassard cherry on top.
Little bank shot there, Lloydie. I think the old pool game, bumper pool right there.
Yeah.
That was obviously outstanding angles, and for kind of the way the game started, not sure, but in a little rivalry weekend, outscored the Leafs and the Habs 11-2 and a couple of victories. Not too bad if you're a Sens fan.
All right, DJ Smith coming up shortly. We'll carry that live, so let's get to that three-star selection, Simmer, brought to you by your Ottawa area Canadian Tire stores. Sean Simpson, star number three tonight.
Ends up being, what'd we go with, though? You didn't
We were your choice.
Okay.
I gave my input.
No, we'll go the same. We'll go Jake Sanderson.
All right.
Just a workhorse back there.
I thought he had a heck of a game.
What is a game, or where is a game that he doesn't play well? Outstanding to watch.
Yeah, he, so many little plays, right?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
All night long. And
just plays properly.
And picked up another point. He's kept his point streak alive. So full value, Jake Sanderson. We'll take him for star number three. And it's obvious he's going to, it's 1-2, 2-1.
Yeah,
who do you settle in then for star
number
two?
I'll go with Drew. A nice little moment there coming out for the Stars and had his son on the bench. And again, the energy level in a long season. And I think you're always trying to, unless I'm looking at a guy at 35 years old, thought there was a bit of a drop. Well, since the Ridley Gregg has come back into the lineup, he has been absolutely jumping on the play, on the puck, on the power play. And that line was fun to watch tonight. And that energy is just kind of transferred through over to Drew and over that. So Claude Giroux, the second star.
All right. Two goals and one assist for Claude Giroux. And, somebody got a shutout. So that's our number one star.
Yeah, and honestly, of the 28 shots, again, I think Forsberg, first period in particular, locked and loaded, had a real good game. I wouldn't look at this, Lloydie, and think, hey, this is an easy shutout at 28 shots. And again, back-to-back, found a nice little groove there. And that was really reminiscent of the goaltending we saw Forsberg give down the stretch last year. So he was outstanding, and he is a number one star.
All right, so star number three, Jake Sanderson, picked up one assist on the evening, over 23 minutes of ice time. Claude Giroux had a three-point night. Star number two, and with the shutout, Anton Forsberg, back-to-back wins, some back-to-back nights, impressive. And one more to come before the break. They'll be the same two teams in Montreal coming up on Tuesday. Our hardest-working Senator, star number four, if you will, Simmer.
Who are we going to go with, Lloydie?
Well,
you got to decide myself. I thought we were doing this together.
No. Well, listen, I will defer.
Yeah, I'll end up giving it to Brady Tkachuk. Actually, I'll give it to Stützle. Why not?
Okay.
You know, it's fun, and you're always trying to measure, Lloydie, when you're watching games like this, and it doesn't mean anything, but when you're watching Suzuki out there tonight, and he's without Caulfield, but when you watch Stützle play, there's just a recognition, again, on many nights of being the absolute best athlete out there. And what's really been refreshing to watch this year, Lloydie, is the distribution of the puck and his ability to make a lot of moves now, but know the perfect time when to keep the puck and when to release the puck. And that's been a whole lot of fun. And we didn't hear much from the Montreal fans in the sense of, it's not like he was falling down at all, but there is a recognition that this young man has gone next level, Mr. Tim Stützle.
Star number four, hardest working Senator. All right, I'm just looking at the face-off percentages here. And not great nights for some usual suspects, but a couple of the young guys had solid nights. Shane Pinto was 78% in the dot tonight, and we wondered when he started to take more draws. He did tonight. Ridley Gregg won more than he lost tonight.
Yeah, and nothing wrong with that. For a kid that age, not the biggest guy in the world, opportunity. Now, I always, too, you almost have to, when you do stuff like that, Lloyd, you really look at the breakdown of who they're going against, especially at home, but never a bad sign.
All right, we're going to hear from DJ Smith here in a bit, so I'll hold off on the scoreboard because it's a lengthy one. We've got a lot to get into, but I'll give you a little bit of a preview here. Sens fans, DJ Smith pretty much says, stop looking at the standings. Well, Pittsburgh lost tonight. It's only eight now, Simmer.
Yeah.
It fired back up, right?
Could be an opportunity, Pierre Dorion, back out on the road. Hey, switching it up. I'm back to buying. Call my real estate agent. I said I was selling. Nope, decided to buy. No, but not much to watch there. But the simple fact of anything that feels good. And a weekend like this, knocking off Toronto and Montreal, always feels good to the fan base.
All right, you know how to reach us. The best way to do so is 12-1200. You can text us. Your standard text message rates apply. Phone lines are always open as well at 750-1200, star 1200. Here is Coach DJ Smith.
Coach, did you get a little from a lot of players here tonight, or a lot from a lot of players?
Yeah, Forsberg is the best player. I don't know what the chances are, but they had lots in the first period. They hit some posts, you know, and that's expected. Maybe back-to-back, we're a little flat coming out. But I thought as the game went on, we got to the net a bit, and we got some turnovers, and obviously Ridley's line there with G and Cat, we're able to capitalize.
What do you see from that trio here that just seems to be filled with energy?
Well, they can make plays off the rush. They're quick. You know, and Ridley's really obviously competitive. Drew can take the faceoffs. But that line tonight took it over for us. Well, you know, the first period, their matchups, what they wanted, I think, were working in their favor. You know, I think they had more chances than us, I would say. You know, and I just thought, you know, a couple of their young guys, it's tough on the road. You know, we get last change, and DeBrincat and Ridley's speed, you know, were able to create some stuff for us. Well, he's playing as good as I've seen him play. I mean, he's playing off the cycle. He's blocking shots. He's winning faceoffs for us on the penalty kill, and you know, he's making plays, and you know, you can't ask for much more from a veteran player.
You talked about your penalty kill. It's been perfect on full night the last
couple. Yeah, and a lot is to do with winning the faceoffs. Now tonight we didn't, but it last year we were dead last in the National Hockey League in winning penalty kill faceoffs, and when Drew's able to win it. And us to clear it, our stand is, you know, I think we're number one in the league right now. Is you won't get possession on entry. So, you know, if we can clear it, it's a huge strength for us. In saying that, you got some good penalty kills right there. You know, Zaitsev holding, Brandstrom does a nice job, Hamonic, that's what he does. But, you know, Sanderson has really evolved into a guy that can jump on loose pucks, can clear it 200 feet. You know, and it's just a group effort all around. Well, it's not just the penalty kill. It's his 5-on-5. He's a smart player. He can protect pucks. He gets it out, gets it in. He's been in the league a while, and he knows how to play.
I mean, arch rivals, back-to-back.
Well, yeah. I mean, where we were sitting a seven – the league is so – it can turn so quickly. Where we were 7 days ago after that loss to Winnipeg as to where we are feeling today, it's night and day. And we're playing with a lot more confidence. We've got the puck a lot more. You know, and it's great to beat, you know, rivals. But at the end of the day, wins are wins, and you want to get points. But you want your team to play well and have confidence. And right now we have confidence.
Talked about last Monday or Tuesday, you wanted this team to play more speed. I think you've seen that.
For sure. Our speed off the puck's way better. Our forecheck's been good. Putting pressure on the other team's defense has been better. We're spending less time in our zone, you know, and our special teams have been fairly solid all year. So it's our 5-on-5 play that had to get better, and it's been better of late.
You've seen Rabe and Drew click now a couple times just early on. What do you attribute this chemistry magic?
I think Ridley is got, obviously he's competitive. He knows how to play the game, but he's fast, and he can drive. He knows how to drive the net and create space for those guys. You know, he's a first rounder. He's a legitimate player. And then Drew talks to him, anyone that's struggling is you put him with G, and he's able to talk him through the game. He's been through everything, the ups and downs, and you know, even when Pinto was struggling, put him with G and he plays well. So you know, there's obviously chemistry there, but him and Kat are talking to the kid and making it like a stress free environment, and the kid's having success.
One thing you need to get expanded on Forsberg tonight. One of those games where it's a 5-0 game that could have been.
Oh, for sure, and that's what goaltending does. Plenty of nights, you know, you're the better team, and you come out, you know, sometimes you lose. And Forsberg, you know, back to back, we've talked about his conditioning, but that's back to back nights where he's certainly looked the way he looked when he got rolling there a year ago.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
All right, there's DJ Smith, head coach, after the 5-0 win for the Sens over the Montreal Canadiens. Sens have now won 3 straight. They'll try to head into the break on a 4-game winning streak. Same two teams will meet coming up Tuesday night in Montreal. Phone lines are loaded up here. So tell you what, hang on, Darren, Blake, Jacob, and Neil. We'll start to get to you right after the break here. We got to get a break in, and just ahead of our out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by St. Hubert Barbecue Chicken Ribs Hockey. Earlier today in the NHL, it was a 4-2 win for the Colorado Avalanche over the St. Louis Blues. And we can tell you in that one, Logan O'Connor had a goal and an assist in the win for the Avs, who have picked it up late, and they just rebounded off a rare loss. How about this? Back-to-back losses for the Boston Bruins. It was in regulation in Tampa, and tonight they lose in overtime in Sunrise, Florida, and they had the lead until 3 seconds left in regulation, where Barkov tied it. Reinhart won it, no T. For the Panthers, 4-3 over the Boston Bruins. The Tampa Bay Lightning keep rolling. That is a franchise record. 12th straight win at home, 5-2 over the visiting LA Kings tonight. We can tell you Braden Point at his 29th of the season in the win. San Jose Sharks. I'm happy for the Sharks. Last night, the people missed it. They're in Carolina. They're leading. Carolina pulls a goalie, and they get an empty netter. Game over, right? Nope, not for San Jose, as Carolina scored twice to tie it, and then they won it in overtime. So that had to sting. Well, San Jose rebounds. They got a 6-4 win in Pittsburgh over the Penguins tonight. Logan Couture with the last 2 goals, a game-winning goal, and the empty netter for the former Ottawa 67. Crosby scored in this game. Malkin had a pair in the losing cause for the Penguins. Oof, Winnipeg Jets have lost their 3rd straight game. This time to the visiting Philadelphia Flyers. Kiefer Bellows got his first as a Flyer. Owen Tippett scored his 14th of the season. 4-0 the final there. 1-1 in the 3rd period. About 5 minutes to go in New York as the Islanders and the Knights are all tied up at 1. Carrier has his 12th. Anders Lee at his 19th to open up the scoring. And in Minnesota, they are through 1 period of play. Former Ottawa 67, Jack Quinn, unassisted with his 8th of the season. Joel Eriksson-Ek has his 18th to respond for Minnesota. Elsewhere, still to come, we got some 10 o'clock faceoffs. Chicago is going to try and sweep Alberta after their 5-1 win in Calgary. They're in Edmonton to take on the Oilers tonight. And we can tell you the Blue Jackets will be in Seattle to meet the Kraken. 10:30 Eastern face-off. It's the Ducks and the Coyotes. Last night they lost 5-1 in Springfield. Tonight they lost 6-1. Rough couple of nights for the Belleville Senators. Mads Søgaard returned from injury for this one. He was in goal the whole way. Shots on goal were 44-26 in favor of Springfield. And in junior hockey, this game was heard on Brother Station 580 CFRA earlier today. In Hamilton, it was a 5-4 overtime loss for the Ottawa 67s. There's your TSN 1200 out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by St. Hubert Barbecue Chicken Ribs Hockey. We'll get your phone calls coming up next. Start to get to your text messages as well at 1200. And we'll start to go live from the locker room after a 5-0 Senators win over the Montreal Canadiens this evening. This is the Jim K. Ford Lincoln Senators postgame show on the TSN 1200 Ottawa Senators Radio Network.
You're listening to the Jim K. Ford Lincoln Sens postgame show on TSN 1200. Time to check out the play of the game.
Greg gets a shot through that. It's a skate. Scores! Side of the net. Giroux comes backside and buries it. 2-0 Ottawa.
There's our play of the game. It was our play of the period. I thought it was going to hold up, and it did. That was just on the power play, just a beautiful feed from Ridly Gregg for one of Claude Giroux's 2 goals on the night. Absolute tap-in, Simmer. But Ridly Gregg continues to impress. He's 3 games in. It looks like he's been playing a long time.
Yeah, and also to that, Lordy, had he come up and everybody healthy, wonder if he shifted to the wing. And I think being in the center, not that he has to be protected, but there certainly has not been any type of mismatch or any feeling as if he's been rushed or he's in over his head. Looked very comfortable, and that was just that was a world-class play right there. I mean, he knew exactly what he was doing. And not many other people on the ice did. And Claude Drew, I'm sure, very pressed. And it must bring, and I don't know who Claude Drew would have played with when he broke in, but must bring back some flashbacks of his early days as a Philadelphia Flyer.
All right, with that, patiently holding, phone lines are loaded up, so let's get right to it after this 5-0 Senators win over the visiting Montreal Canadiens. Darren is first up this evening. Hi, Darren. What do you got for us?
I like the way Claude Giroux played. He played pretty good, but he looked like he was in pain. I noticed that he was hurting. He must have hurt himself, and he was like short, but he played pretty good. I think Ottawa needs to lock him up on a long-term contract because he could be a good player, Giroux, and I think that we need to hold on to him. But they did pretty well if we can keep the winning streak, because usually I've noticed when we're on the road, we lose a lot, and we're not. But we've managed to turn that around. So if we can just keep Forsberg in net, I think that Talbot needs a rest, and he's probably hurting. So when we feel he's ready to play, we will put him in. So
okay. All right. Thank you very much, Darren. Thank you for the call. All right. Moving right on. I think we have a young thank you, Darren. I think we have a young listener calling in here. Blake, after this Sens win. Hi, Blake. Hi, Blake. What do you got?
This is Matthew Joseph. I like when he shot the puck and then it went to the board and then it went in.
Yeah, a little bank shot action, eh?
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
It's very cool.
Very cool.
You ever play any pool, Blake? It was like a pool shot.
Yeah.
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 All right. Thanks a lot, Blake. All right. Good stuff there from Blake calling in. He thought that was the coolest goal of the night.
Yeah, that's not a bad one. Yeah. You're going to do it? A little bang shot action. Yeah.
I want to hear from Darren again.
Yeah. Maybe he gets Stutz. Well, Sir Drew just coming out of his entry-level deal. First year, he's got two after this, and then I bet they'll do something long-term at that point. Yeah,
maybe.
And Talbot does.
Talbot might be hurting.
Yeah, but
might, we're not sure.
That's a combo rest.
He might be. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You know what we should mention? Like, Timmy Stützle is... he's taking pictures.
Yeah.
There's a group that's come over from Europe.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's all kinds of European. We saw them wandering around the bowl before the game simmer. And Timmy Stutz is such a good kid. He is up in the aisle right now. And everybody that wants a picture is getting a picture. And it's a big group. It's not just a few people.
No, it's about 50 people. And we saw some of the jerseys pregame. Somebody has arranged a trip. And not that you wouldn't do it any different, but knowing the respect that the European players have for the fact that somebody's paid their money to fly over from Germany to come here and see you play, obviously very aware of it. And, yeah, they had a big group picture as you were kind of wrapping it up. He sat right in there. And now, individually, they want a picture. And, no, it really is very awesome. And if you're going to try to grow the game, that's a perfect way for it.
All right, let's go back to the phone line, 750-1200, star 1200. Jacob is with us now. Hey, Jacob. Hello, Jacob. You with us?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good. What do you got?
Not too much. Just coming from the game there, pretty fired up with how we saw how Ridly Gregg played. You know, he's coming off a couple good games, and you know, Talbot goes down, and Forsberg comes out, grabs us a couple wins against the Habs and the Leafs. You know, you can't really ask for much more as a Sens fan. Giroux as well, right? Like, this is why you bring in a guy, $6 million a year, three years. I'm really looking forward to the future here, and that's really all I got to say. Go Sens, go, baby!
All right, thanks a lot, Jacob. And to Jacob's point, in a season where I think overall Sens fans wish their team was a little bit closer, a little more in it that way.
Yeah.
The last couple nights, these are games you got to win. These ones you can win a lot of your fans' hearts, even in a disappointing season. You beat the Leafs and the Habs and back-to-back nights.
No, absolutely, Lloydy. And the key part of it, certainly we dissect 24 hours a day and talk a lot of different things, but I will say that. And really, for me, I thought there was a bit of a lull in Giroux's game, and especially trying to find a center. He's moving around, and Ridly Gregg's hopped back in. That is a great sign for a guy that you signed at 35 years old. It's made DeBrincat a better player. And also, when you watch the games, the top guys, the top young players, we just keep seeing Stützle get better and better on a nightly basis, along with Sanderson and Tkachuk.
All right, back to the phone lines again. Neil is up now. Hey, Neil. Hello, Neil.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, good. What do you got?
Good. I just want to know, like, you win against the Leafs, You win against Montreal. What's the end plan, though? Like, you're 24th in the league. You're not getting the first overall pick. You're not getting Connor Bedard. You might get some fans happy. You're having a good time. What's your hold? Are we firing the coach? Are we getting a new coach in? Or, like, what are we doing?
Okay. So don't win any games, Neil?
Question. No, I think we should win, but, like, you can't tank either. But if we're going to tank, we might as well go full out right now. We got a couple players injured. They're on LTIR. Let's bring the kids up, get them some action, and let's just go for Bedard.
All right, Neil. Okay, thanks for the call. Let's go full tank mode from Neil. I wasn't anticipating a tank call tonight.
I thought the real angle of that was coming in that he was a Habs fan.
Yeah,
but hey,
I wouldn't.
That's okay.
Sneaky Habs fan maybe there from Neil. I think it's a good call.
Back
to Irving is called in here. 750-1200, star 1200. Hi, Irving.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
Really nice game tonight. Forsey did really well. Giroux looking great with Greg, obviously. Hopefully they can keep this going. My question is, with the new ownership coming in, with the Brickens and all that, how do you guys see that playing out? Do you think they're going to keep him? Do you think they're going to try to add more players, defense, etc.? What do you guys think?
Oh, thanks for the call. With DeBrinket, I think you're trying to sign him, Simmer. Honestly, I don't know. I don't have a great read on that, of which direction it's going to go.
Yeah.
He's a heck of a player. I know he's a two-time 40-goal scorer. He's not going to get 40 this season, but he's probably still going to – he's going to get over 70 points as a first-year player on this team. He does more for you than just score goals. He's a pretty well-rounded guy.
Yeah.
It just comes down to what's it going to cost on a long-term deal to lock him up, knowing that, you know, they're going to start to get to the point where you got to pick and choose who you keep and who you sign to these long-term deals because they've already locked up a lot of guys.
Yeah.
What's Sanderson going to cost
in
a couple of years, right?
No, so. And as far as the prediction to it, God, none of us know. Somebody comes in with a new look on this when you understand Tkachuk to Stutzla. You've tied up things in the sense of Norris as well. Let's just lock that in. And again, let's hope he stays healthy. You're not shifting that money out. And then you get into having Pinto to Greg to Drew back, Batherson. There'll be some tough choices to be made. But as far as predicting how this will play out, I don't think I have any idea. One thing to be clear on this, so the reason there weren't a ton of teams biting on DeBrincat, Lloydie, at the end of the day, nobody knew what he wants to do. Well, we can talk about all these plans we want. He walks into the summertime and grabs his $9 million qualifier. You're hooped. I mean, so.
Well, you trade him, right? You don't let him do that. You can't let it get to that point, can you? Like, let's say you go through and you don't sign into the extension.
Yeah.
You can't get to the QO period. I think you have to trade it before then because you're right.
But if the team just signs the
QO for nine.
But if the team that's acquiring him can't get a contract extension, they're not giving you much for him.
Well, but then you're even worse off if you keep him. And now you're walking him right to UFA, right?
No, my point being that's one of the reasons why teams weren't interested in him. And, you're in a real predicament here. And obviously, he is, without having trade protection for the first year of the contract, he's not just going to turn around and sign it, and then all of a sudden you flip him out. So we'll see how it ends up getting handled.
All right, with that, back to the phone lines again. A lot of calls, so let's keep going. Wren has called in here at 750-1200. Hey, Ren, how are you?
How we doing, boys?
Good.
Can we start the rivalry parade planning? Can we do that?
There's a parade for rivalries now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, can we just start waving Leafs suck banners again for a while?
Okay.
Honestly, Forsberg deserves first star, deserves the goggles, deserves everything. That first period could have gone real sideways, real fast. And good to see Forsberg go, no, I'm on a back-to-back. This is my game. I'm winning. And outside of that, good game by everyone all around. Ridley, Greg, all that jazz. My big question for you guys is mostly related to the D. We have a lot of centers coming up here. Are we going to see a young center go for a D guy here in the offseason? That's my thought, and maybe a draft pick if we're going in the second round here. But that's really all I got, guys.
All right. Yeah. Ren, thanks for the call. We've discussed that, and like you if you're ever going to bring in this, we've been talking about it for a year, you bring in this quality top four D that can be a part of the group and be here, blah, 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 you're going to have to give something. And it might be a young center, who knows, but you're not just going to get lucky here and you know, go off to the bargain bin. You might have to part with something that's going to be painful.
Oh, no, no, for sure. And I kind of look at this personally going forward. I'd have Sanders and Zub, but have Shabbat. I'd try to find the right partner. Now, I'm not talking Mark Mathot, but I wouldn't be looking at necessarily Jake Chychrun to that. I'd have JBD in the other slot, and you'd have to upgrade some size on Brännström. The trick up front, albeit you have, and as we just touched on DeBrincat's situation, this full slotting of, okay, what is Norris going to be? First of all, you're not going to trade him. And if Norris all of a sudden isn't feeling good, which we predict he will, but still you're worried if Pinto moves up and you don't re-sign DeBrincat, all of a sudden you got Ridley Gregg in that slot. The shifting around on how this is all going to play out, but to your point, hey, but what we've also seen, man, Lloyd, there's been a lot of good defensemen move for draft picks that when you find the right guy, but it's up to the staff to try to identify that. But that's what I would be looking at, is that right partner for Shabbat, if it's out there.
No, the ability is there to go out. You look at the way the New Jersey Devils built their blue line, right? Severson's the only draft pick on the blue line. He's a UFA, and he's moved down to their depth chart to the point because they improved their blue line so much. All right, next up is Devin has called in. Devin, good evening. How are you?
Hello?
Hello, Devin.
Oh, hey, guys. I'm glad you just touched on that. The one guy I think Ottawa should chase is Zach Whitecloud out of Vegas. He's on LTIR. Vegas is doing great without him. Shabbat and Whitecloud were partners at the World Championships, won gold. And I had one other question. So on the Formanton thing, so when that comes out, you know, whether it's good or bad, but if it comes out, you know, clean and you can come back, that's another piece for a trade. What do you think his value would be if it comes out and he's able to come back and play?
I think he's got good value. Alex Formanton is pretty well thought of as a player in the league. Like, the season that he had last year as a penalty killer, how many shorthanded goals did he end up with? He's a quality player. If it comes to pass that Alex Formanton is playing in the NHL and the Ottawa Senators decide to trade him, they'll get decent value for him.
Or they end up bringing him back. And I
he
thought
helps them.
It was interesting just thinking of that today, Lloyd. He had gone so quiet for so long. So, boy, if that asset ever came back into the fold, whether it be staying here or trading, I mean, this guy was trending towards being, at least in this year, north of $2 million hockey player. And, again, when you look at a guy, say, Matthew Joseph, for example, for some of the shortfalls of Formanton seeing the game overall, far superior hockey player, and to some of the other role players, and the swing, quite simply, he, Paul, and Brown out of the lineup, and what they have to show for it, being Matthew Joseph, has not been good for the hockey club.
All right, one more before we'll take a break here. We'll start to mix in some live from the locker room as well, but Keep giving us a shout here at 750-1200, star 1200. We'll take your calls, and we'll get to your text messages at 12-1200. But just before the break, we say good evening to Tyler, who joins us after this 5-0 win for the Sens over the Habs. Hey, Tyler.
Hey, boys. How's it going?
Good, good.
I the last guy touched on it, too, there. I want to touch on the defensive core a little bit. It was really nice to see Fozzie stepping into the role again there, especially with Talbot out. Coming off, I mean, if you're looking back at that Winnipeg game, even there, I was watching on TV, and the guys on Sportsnet were talking about how that tandem wasn't having the season they wanted to, and how Fozzie put up some great goaltending towards the end of last season there, and it's just really nice to see when Talbot's down and out there, Fozzie can rise to the occasion and play really well the way he did. I think he fits really good between the bars there, between the pipes there.
All right, good stuff. Thanks very much for the call, Tyler. Enjoy your evening. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We've heard from Coach already. Player interviews have trickled in from Gord, so we'll get to a few of those. Patrick's on hold. Going to get to some text messages. Haven't got to any of those yet. Lots of reaction after this one. It is a 5-0 Senators win over the visiting Montreal Canadiens after a 6-2 Sens win in Toronto last night. A tidy little start to the weekend here. And then the Sens have one more, and it's in Montreal on Tuesday before their All-Star / bye week break. And, of course, we'll have it on TSN 1200. Back in a moment, we'll start to get through the interview process and continue to take your calls and text messages. And this is the Jim K. Ford Lincoln Senators postgame show on the TSN 1200 Ottawa Senators Radio Network.
You're listening to the Jim K. Ford Lincoln Sens postgame show on TSN 1200. Let's go downstairs and check things out live from the locker room.
All right, sir, we'll work through that. Patrick, hang on. We'll get to your call as well. 750-1200, star 1200. We'll start to get through your text messages here as well after a 5-0 Senators win over the visiting Montreal Canadiens. Live to the locker room. We'll kick it off with Sens defenseman, Mr. Holden.
How does this feel, this kind of win and the little bit of a roll that the team is on right now?
I mean, obviously you want to start putting wins together, and so to be able to do it back-to-back against two kind of rival teams is great. The way we did it in front of our fans was awesome. It's nice to see us scoring some goals, too.
Anton Forsberg just finished talking about the atmosphere, and right in warm-up you could get a sense that there was something special on the ice.
Yeah, I mean, usually when you play Montreal or Toronto, they got quite a few fans in the building, so I think we got booed a little bit when they announced us coming out, but our fans took over once the game got going, so it was good. Yeah, really fun.
What are you guys doing better than you were a week ago when you lost to Winnipeg? What's kind of shifted here?
I just think the consistency that we're playing north, we're moving pucks forward, we're skating, putting pucks in places that we can get them back instead of just kind of chipping it to their goalie or chipping it to where their D get it and break out easy. So I think just puck placement, puck management probably is better.
Feel good for a guy like Forsberg getting a shutout?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he puts in a lot of work, and obviously when Talbs kind of took the net, he did a great job just working hard, and now he's getting a chance to take the net back, and it's great to see him play really well tonight.
What's been working well defensively for you guys recently?
Yeah, I think we've had an emphasis on kind of trying to take the middle away from teams, and to start this game, we didn't do that very good, and Forsey had to make some big saves. And then as the game got on, I thought we did a much better job kind of keeping the middle tight and limiting their slot chances. And you do that to most teams, and you'll be good defensively.
Was that a soccer move?
Or? Which one?
In the first period? Is that a kick?
I don't remember. Good play.
You kicked the puck high.
Oh, in the offensive zone?
Yeah.
Yeah. I play a lot of two-touch and grew up playing soccer, so multi-sport athlete. Mm.
Yeah. That was a desperation move to keep the puck in the zone, and he kicked it. If you recall, just inside the blue line, went over the net.
Yeah.
From there as well.
He didn't have a
sneaky 2-point night for Nick Holden.
Yeah, he didn't have a whole lot of legs going. And sometimes you just try to power through older player back-to-back nights. And, he found a way and been a good, solid pro. Funny. Reunited with the Big Daddy. That was part of the Big Daddy trade.
Oh,
whoever
yeah.
Forget that. Forget
hadn't
that.
Thought of that.
It's not the Daddy and the Hoff.
What were we doing? We should have been hyping that at the pregame
exactly.
show.
Exactly. Like Daddy and the Hoff. My
safety
God.
First against yeah. Daddy. All right. Let's go back to the phone lines here because I think Patrick's been waiting patiently on the phone lines over the break here. Patrick, good evening.
Hey, good evening. Hey, you know, I hear you guys always talking about Ottawa needs D, but my perception, seeing all the games live, is that tonight we had good goaltending, but what was there, two or three posts? And I know Barrasso says, you know, you don't have to stop them when they go wide. But, I mean, my impression of the team, what I've seen them, is our goaltending hasn't been dependable at key times. Like, I think we have probably two of the best defensemen in the league on our team right now. I don't know what you guys think.
Well, you're talking about Sanderson and Chabot, and Zub's a good player, and he's hurt right now. But
yeah.
I don't know. We talk about with the goaltending. I think it's too easy to blame the goaltending. This team is where it is. They're so far out of the playoffs. It's not just because of the goaltending. I think that's such an easy out.
When that's the case. Like
you're blaming the entire season on goaltending?
Isn't there?
You think the Senators the whole season is on goaltending, as to why where they're at? I disagree with that.
I think the first time they pulled Forsberg when they were getting blown out, and they were playing horrible in front of Forsberg. But since then, I don't think we had good goaltending. I thought it was the type of goaltending we had. The team was always playing tight in front of them.
All right.
Thanks for the call.
I don't know.
Forsberg was the number one star, and it's not just because they got a shutout. They got outplayed in the first period. DJ Smith said it. Montreal deserved a better fate, and Forsberg had to be brilliant, not just good.
And when you look at both of their goaltending, by any metric this season,
it's been average-ish. Yeah. It hasn't been bottom of the league.
Yeah.
This team has a lot of issues.
Yeah.
And goaltending can be better, but come on, man.
No, no, I think it's multifaceted, Lordy. Like, when you look at the team play, you look at the defensive core, and, hey, to be honest with you, the Talbot-Forsberg thing has not worked out at the end of the day for the expectations, but I also wouldn't point it to that. And I'm actually a big Forsberg fan. I think overall his body work since he's been here in Ottawa has been very good. You can ask a huge big picture question as to if you want to go next level. What are you going to do? We'll find out.
All right, let's hear from the game's number one star. Here is Anton Forsberg.
How did this one feel, and how much fun was it to play in a game like this?
Well, it kind of started right from warm-up. Came out there, and the atmosphere was unbelievable. We got fired up right away when we stepped on ice. And obviously, like, the way it went, it was a lot of fun.
It's not normal to play back-to-back games. How did you handle that?
I mean, I don't really see it any different. I mean, the players probably work harder than I do during a game a lot of times. So I would say it's harder for them to play a back-to-back than a goalie. For some reason, it's always been like this. You kind of switch back and forth. I don't feel any different playing back to back, so I don't really put any think into it.
You stopped a lot of shots in that first period. When did you feel like you settled into this game?
Right away, I felt pretty good from the first shot there, and after that, I didn't really think anything and just kept playing.
The goalie's best friend sometimes you're supposed to. I mean, you guys heard a few things tonight.
Yeah, I was lucky there. They had some good looks there and put a couple in the post. So. Sometimes you can have a lock too.
How good is it to feel to get going at this point in the season, to get a few wins against rivals as we go to the last stretch?
Yeah, I mean, you always want to win, so it feels nice to get a few wins here, and we just got to keep it going.
Do you like getting into that rhythm, like, you know, after just playing last night and then continuing that momentum?
Yeah, I mean, that's what's makes it a little bit easier with back-to-backs. It's almost like you're still in the game from last night, so you're kind of stepping right into it and don't really think. You don't do anything. You just go in and play, which is nice.
Secretly, were you hoping for a puck at the side of the net here in the final 3 or 4 minutes of the game when you're looking down at an empty one?
I'm not strong enough to shoot it all the way down there, so I've lost my hope of that.
Okay. All right, there's Anton Forsberg. You know, he felt good with a 6-2 win last night, and even better at home, gets a shutout against Montreal. And he's one of these guys, Simmer. He's an easy guy to like.
Yeah,
easy
big
guy
time.
To cheer for just because it took him a long time to get a little security contract here. He earned it. He's in his 30s before he kind of hit his stride.
Yeah, and not like the Hamburler or what was the other fellow that brought over from
Condon.
Condon. I've been a big fan, and to get a guy in waivers. And just you could see right from, he tracked a couple of pucks there, Lloydy, early and finished off the first period with a glove save. He was absolutely locked and loaded, doing a couple of kick saves, a little split action, and extremely sharp and back-to-back. And I don't know why it should be, and especially when they've been platooning for the most part, him going back-to-back is not that big of a deal, just like the rest of the ice hockey players.
This one came in at 12-1200. That Giroux kid, he's pretty good. Lock him up long-term. Seven times seven.
Yeah, let's see.
How do you guys keep a straight face?
No,
well,
no.
We didn't.
But that's okay. You got to get him going there. So anyways,
back to the phone lines we go. 750-1200, star 1200. Clark is up next. Hey, Clark.
Hey, guys. Always enjoy your broadcast. I just want to say, on the topic of the goaltending, it's not just goaltending. On each of your top three lines, you should have a two-way player. And when the coach finally put Joseph on the first line and Pinto on the third line, and with Greg, his two-way play, that's why their goals against were only 3 goals in the last 3 games. It's because they have two-way players on all 3 lines, and I want to hear what you guys have to say about that.
All right, thanks very much, Clark. And, well, that's something that DJ Smith said after the Winnipeg game.
Yeah,
he was
like,
I'm going to work her in each line.
Yeah.
And then we learned of the Norris injury, and Greg got called up here. And, you know, like I said this in the pregame show, and he's a rookie. I'm not saying Greg's a savior here or anything like that, but he's come in and he's fit with DeBrincat and Giroux, and I think that's helped out Pinto and Batherson, you know, on the third line, you know, getting different slotting. That's made a difference.
No, and to the caller, Lloydie, it had approached when we watched the Winnipeg game almost embarrassing for Drake Batherson. Something had to give. It's like, okay, playing there, it didn't feel like anything was happening with Norris, DeBrincat, and Giroux, of all things, an injury to Norris. You slide Greg in there, who would have thunk? You switch it out for Matthew Joseph? Yeah, absolutely. An excellent call and a great point, because it really was. It had gone on way too long, in particular where you just felt like something had to give with Batherson.
All right. With that, let's go and wrap up live from the locker room and hear from the man who got two goals, one assist, Claude Giroux.
Claude, end results like this are a lot of fun, but the style of play that we're seeing from the hockey team, how much fun is that that the players are having?
Yeah, I mean, we're playing fast and we're supporting each other, and, you know, we know we can play a little bit better still, but, you know, we're kind of building on our game right now. Guys are playing with confidence, and we're finding ways to win.
A week ago, you stood here and just looked completely dejected with the way this team was playing. What have you guys changed to turn your fortunes around?
I mean, if I knew, I think it'd be a pretty easy league to play in, but you know what, just our pace is faster. We make plays, and smart plays, not really high risk, and you know, we're playing good defense right now that is giving us offense, so you know, we just got to keep pushing here.
How are you and Ridley finding so much chemistry early on here?
Not by communicating, because he doesn't really talk, so but be serious, he's fun to play with. He competes, and he's a very smart player, so you know, he brings energy to the line, and you know, we're just having fun.
How would you describe his passing on your first goal?
I think it was lucky, that would be the word. But I don't know if he tried to give it to me, but if he did, it was a great play.
Were you trying to get it to him when you got your second goal?
Yeah, I think if it goes through, I think he has got an empty netter, but we'll take it.
Did you know Ridley at all when his dad worked for the Flyers? Like, do you remember when he was a kid?
I met him a few times. We had a few pictures together. I don't think we've ever had a conversation, but, you know, still. Still, it's been a few weeks. But I knew his dad, and his dad was here for his first NHL game. Got to catch up with him, and it was great.
How cool is it to get to share these moments now on the ice with him?
Yeah, I mean, it's great. You know, he's... he's not really a guy that talks a lot, but he's hilarious, and I try to make him laugh on the bench and keep it loose, and you know, we just got to keep going here.
Can you talk about Forsberg's play tonight? I mean, back-to-back games and coming up the way he did in that first period.
Yeah, he played great. I mean, he gave us a chance to win. Like, that's what you need from your goaltender, especially in the first. I think they didn't have a lot of shots, but they had a lot of quality chances that he was able to stop. So, you know, it's easy. It's easier to get going when it's 0-0 or if they're leading 2-0.
There was a time this season when you said you didn't want to look at the standings. Have you looked at them again?
I mean, I looked at them, yes. Not fun to watch, but, you know, it is what it is. We're in a position that we put ourselves into, and we just got to battle back.
All right, there's Claude Giroux wrapping up a little live from the locker room. All kinds of text messages really haven't gotten to, except for comment on locking up that kid Giroux.
Mm-hmm.
Getting a little reaction to that first call that we had here on the Jim K. Ford Lincoln Senators post-game show. So we'll take a break. We'll get to more of you. Phone lines are open as well. 750-1200, star 1200. Impressive 5-0 win for the Sens over the Montreal Canadiens. Same two teams will do it again Tuesday night back in Montreal just before the All-Star break / bye week. Because after that game Tuesday, well, this was the last home game until February the 11th. And that's going to be the next game after Tuesday's game when the Oilers come to town approaching mid-February with the bye week and All-Star break on the horizon. We are back in a moment. This is the TSN 1200 Jim K. Ford Lincoln Senators post-game show on the home of the Ottawa Senators, TSN 1200.
The Jim K. Ford Lincoln Sens postgame show continues on TSN 1200.
All right, Steve Lloyd, Sean Simpson, taking your reaction. 12-1200, 750-1200, star 1200, 5-0 win for the Sens over the Montreal Canadiens here at Canadian Tire Center this evening. They'll do it again at the Bell Center coming up on Tuesday. Then it's break time, all-star break, and bye week for the Senators. And they'll try to head into it if they can string another win together. That'll be their third four-game winning streak of the season. Sens fans, we'll see. We'll see how this plays out, but pretty good last couple of nights. 6-2 win last night in Toronto, and a 5-0 win this evening over the Habs. Okay, let's get to some of these text messages. Just start to rip through some of them here. Only saw the third, looked pretty good. Could this be what DJ and Dorian have been promising? All our high danger scoring chances starting to even out in terms of conversion. I think we can still make a run at the playoffs this year. Love the makeup of our three lines right now. Sorry, Troy. Greg might have to stay a while. Thanks for the show. Shane from Van, who's optimistic on I'll go Jim Mora. Playoffs?
No, I'm not.
This is nice. Let's enjoy the atmosphere, Sens fans, and enjoy these wins. And I wouldn't get too jacked up quite yet.
No, and hey, again, rivalry games last night even more so, and tonight against a not very good Montreal team, if those are better shooters. Now, Forsberg played great, Lloydy, but my, still giving up a lot of chances. Yeah. But you focus, hey, 11-2, they outscored Toronto, Montreal. Let's just enjoy that.
Hey, guys, Leafs fan checking in. What a night blowing out an AHL team, all jokes aside. Does this mean we can look forward to the ever-optimistic A.J. Jakubek? Break down how the Sens are in great shape for a deep season playoff run. To be honest, I'd like to see them make a run, only because he called their season already. Mm-hmm. Cheers, lads.
Sounds like a plan.
Oh, and Simmer, this is for you.
Yeah.
CAA, let's go.
Let's go. Well, you got to say, hey, come on, man. Let's work. I know you're a member as well.
Hey, long-time member.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First-time caller.
Yeah, when I took my Young Drivers of Canada when I was 16, that was a gift from my mother. Son, you're getting CAA.
Yeah.
Been a member ever since, Simmer.
Awesome.
There we go.
Okay. Love it.
Embarrassed Toronto, embarrassed Montreal, a rare Steve Sweaterman Lloyd hosted post-game. What a weekend. I just hope the upcoming break doesn't ruin their momentum, Sean in Orleans.
Well, that is Sean, and to be honest with you, if Lloydie's going to be having this type of a record on the pre- and post-game shows,
Hey, creatures away.
Stick with the hot hand.
And I'll pat myself in the back. I wasn't supposed to work last Saturday. I did that as a favor to Creature.
Yep.
And I got to cast that shit in at some point because he had to watch his Jags.
Yeah, good point by you.
All right. Hey there, Simmer and Steve. Solid Sens game. Anton the Sock Forsberg, fantastic. Mm-hmm. And Double G, Greg and Giroux, youthful and wise. Mm-hmm. I'll be there in Montreal Tuesday. And we go above 500 before the break, Dr. Bob Sens tour.
Yeah, Dr. Bob, continue along. And it is interesting because, again, I do respect Lloydie. And I analyze things almost the same way when I scouted and managed. You watch the emotions. And I really wondered in particular with the setup of this, of having to watch Batherson, watching Norris between DeBrincat and Giroux, the energy in that crew outside of Stützle and Tkachuk didn't feel right. All of a sudden, of all things, switch the furniture around, bring Greg in, and I mean, Claude Giroux is not just playing well. I mean, he's dancing like he's a rookie out there, especially on the half wall and the power play, and just looked terrific the last couple of nights.
How about this one from Matt? I'm not a pile-on kind of guy, but can you imagine 14,000 losers driving for 2 hours back to Loserville? Me too, Matt.
Yeah, hopefully tuned in to old TSN 1200, but pretty good chance many are on old 690 or the French station.
Eric from the Hammer, love that we beat our two biggest rivals back-to-back. I always want to see the team win those. I think the PK did an excellent job tonight, as well as those posts, but Forsey was the key. Sanderson's a stud. Can't wait to see him reach his full potential. But how, as per usual, will we start to go on a run by playing further away from the first overall pick and not making the playoffs? So, in a way, it's lose-lose.
You know, I handle in the roster, as I said, I'd move out Talbot, move out Mott and Hamannik, and bring in some young players, Lloydie, and from there, hey, just let the kids finish off the season, and I don't think, you know, not any jockeying, let the cards fall where they may.
Tango says, do you want to keep Hamannik because he's got chemistry with Sanderson, like making the mistake of trading DeMello, who had chemistry with Shabbat?
Yeah, I don't feel that, and I really think Hamonic's been a great pro, but I really see Lloydy personally. I'd go Sanderson Zub as my top pairing. Now, that makes you ask, if Shabbat's at $8 million, how does he slot in? I'd find a partner, but again, I appreciate the way Hamonic's played, but as a program, if you want to go next level, you'll need to upgrade.
In a perfect world right now, Hamonic's playing right side, third pair, and you find that piece along Sanderson,
yeah, sure,
and Zaitsev's
sure.
not playing.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Like that.
Yeah,
like yeah. Hamonic, like, yeah. I got a lot of respect the way he's played this year and the way he – I think he's done a lot of good things for Sanderson.
Yeah.
You know, off the ice, just as his veteran partner for a rookie.
Yeah.
But he's proved that – because I don't know. Like, I think all bets were off heading in. Like, what kind of a contract would Hamonic get after the season anywhere? I think he's helped himself, and I think Sanderson's helped him with that.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, playing
yeah.
with him this season.
Yeah, and Hamonic doesn't cheat you, man. Yeah. I mean, there is no doubt the guy brings it every single night. Just not the same player, not the same mobility he had when he was super effective with especially the Islanders.
Pugger writes, we're all guilty of this as fans and media, looking at chunks of games at a time. It is often a legit way of analyzing how a team is doing in smaller bite sizes, like many fans, folks, and media prior to the game versus the Islanders. Ends were 2-6 in the previous eight, but with a three-game winning streak, should Ottawa beat Montreal again on Tuesday, the team will be 8-6 in January.
Okay.
Are they world
yeah.
beaters? No.
Yeah.
But an 8-6 month is probably where we'd expect the team to be this season. In February, the team has 10 games, and six of those are against teams not in the playoffs this time. Playoffs? Not likely, but back to meaningful games being played in March comes from Pugger. So Pugger thinks maybe that's what he's aiming for.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe a little more meaningful game action, but he actually asked for the Jim Mora voice on that
okay,
one. So
yeah.
there you go.
All right, nice.
Okay, thanks, Pugger.
Is that the real Pugger?
That's the real Pugger.
Oh, awesome.
There's only one Pugger.
Oh, I know.
Hey,
good.
Come
well,
on.
You never
there's
know.
Only
some,
one Sean Williams.
No, I know, but that's my point. Some people try to steal something like that. So always great to hear from Pugger.
All right, we'll take another break here, and we'll lots still to get to here, and we'll go sift through some more of your text messages at 12-1200, 750-1200, star 1200, 5-0. Senators over the Montreal Canadiens. Back in a moment from Canadian Tire Center. This is the TSN 1200 Jim K. Ford Lincoln Senators postgame show on the home of the Senators, TSN 1200.
TSN 1200, home of the Sens. The Jim K. Ford Lincoln Sens postgame show continues on TSN 1200.
Five nothing win for the Sens over the Habs tonight. We'll do it again in Montreal on Tuesday. Of course, we'll have it on TSN 1200. Then it's break time. Next game after that won't be till the 11th of February right here at Canadian Tire Center when Connor McDavid and the Oilers will come to town. We got talking about DeBrincat a bit earlier in the post-game show, and yeah, he needs a contract after this season. Yeah, his QO would be $9 million if it gets that far, so as this season starts to tick away, that will be more and more of a talking point. And this thought came in from Rob. Hey, guys, Sen should know by now what DeBrincat wants to do. If he still wants to think about it, they should seriously consider trading him at the deadline. This whole sign-and-trade thing that many talk about doesn't happen all the time. I have a bad feeling of the outcome of this if he isn't signed or traded before the summer. Comes from Rob.
Rob, I do not disagree, and JR brought it up this week. I don't think that'll end up happening, but when you took on this player with the uncertainty of it and gave up the 7th pick overall, there are no guarantees, and that's why, again, and what would Ottawa know? Well, I'll be quite honest with you. Until ownership changes, I don't think anybody on the planet knows what either the franchise or the player want to do, right? So a lot of moving parts with that.
All right, what else we got here? Who's Greg rooming with? I sure hope he isn't sent back to the AHL. I know nothing about general managing, but the fan eye can't miss Greg. Comes from Matt. Now,
yeah, Matt, it'd be hard to be quite honest with you. It's not a physical mismatch, and certainly when I watch him play, he plays properly, he's good defensively. So, yeah, I don't foresee it as of right now, not to mention a 20-year-old coming in and has helped jumpstart Drew and now DeBrincat.
I think, I don't know, Belleville plays in the 2nd and the 4th of February. Would you not give him those games? Like, he's coming back here. Well, would he not play in Belleville in those two games?
Oh, that absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, no, no. I mean, a player like that is not all of a sudden afforded the ability to go have the long break. No, he plays the games. I'm sorry, I misinterpreted there. So, but as far as the rest of the Sens games, the rest of the season, I have a pretty good chance he's going to be here.
Great wins against original six rivals. Finish off on Tuesday to hit the extended break on a roll. Boys need to get the rest as from February 11th to April 13th. They have 32 games in 63 days. Thanks, Mr. Schedule Maker, Patty Mack. Well, it's kind of the same for everybody. He always gets packed in.
Best way to rest up that way is a few days in the Bahamas.
There you go. No need to tank. Been there, done that. Good to give this young group a taste of success and believe that they are headed towards a breakthrough year next season. Go Sens, go. Comes from Juicy Brucey.
Oh, Juicy. I don't put a ton into that. I don't mind the success they are building. Not even worried about the individuals, quite simply. They're going to have to make some adjustments to the roster to want to go next level. But, hey, just let it play out the way it's playing. Your big boys, as far as young players, are all playing and playing well. They just quite simply need a little more support.
This is a text with a lot of hope.
Yeah.
From Dan.
Okay.
Sens are still in the playoff race. Check the schedules.
Yeah.
Sens need to beat the Habs next game.
Okay.
Sens come back on the 11th. Pittsburgh lost tonight. They play Colorado and the Ducks before the Sens come back from the break. If they lose those two games.
Yeah, it's a great point.
Before February 11th, Sens can catch the gap when they get back.
Yeah.
Buffalo plays the Canes, Flames, Kings. February 13th, tough games.
Yeah.
Sens need to go on a winning streak of 4 or 5, and they're in the mix.
Yeah, great point. At 49 games, they're right back to 500, which they played around with. By my calculation, they'll end up with 82 points. So, yeah, we're talking the Hamburglar.
Okay.
If you're going to be doing that one.
See, Cam is playing this music bed still. I think Cam wants me to do a scoreboard. Is that what's going on, Cam?
Yeah.
See? Okay, because I've my sheet's not lining up with your sheet, Cam, obviously. All right, I'll do the scoreboard for you. I guess that was his long hint. All right, let's get to it. St. Hubert Barbecue, out of town, scoreboard. Earlier today, the final from this afternoon, it was a 4-2 win for the Avalanche over the St. Louis Blues. Avalanche bouncing back from a loss when they had won, what, 6 or 7 in a row at that point. And they seem to be headed in the right direction. They're starting to get healthier. I think Nikushkin's close. They just got Makar back. Landeskog's going to come back before the end of the regular season. Because there was some talk maybe they would pull a little Patrick Kane, Kucherov. Let's wait to the playoffs, but he's going to come back.
Yeah, and interesting because you do look at their depth. And does that kind of look at them and say, hey, we got a chance here now hopping over Minnesota. Be a little lax before the deadline. And I would assume a lot of teams will not want to face them in the playoffs.
All right. Florida. Hands the Bruins another loss. Back-to-back losses for the Bruins. Now, they got a point in this one. They got their 6th regulation loss the other night in Tampa, but a 4-3 loss in Sunrise, Florida tonight. And they had it, Simmer. They had it. Mm-hmm. Barkov scored with 3 seconds left in regulation to get it to Hutti, and then Sam Reinhart ended up getting the overtime winner for Florida. Speaking of the Lightning, who just beat the Bruins, they just beat the Kings tonight. And with that, the Tampa Bay Lightning have set a franchise record. That's her 12th straight home ice win tonight for the Lightning. 5-2 the final.
All the success they've had and breaking a record like that, interesting.
Logan Couture got the winner and then the empty netter from the former Ottawa 67. San Jose bounces back from a horrific ending to their game in Carolina last night. Talk about snatching from the jaws of victory, right?
Yeah.
But they come back and they win 6-4 tonight. In Pittsburgh, that's what Dan was talking about. Mm-hmm. Pittsburgh lost. Mm-hmm. Carlson got a goal in this one, give him 16 on the season. Winnipeg has suddenly lost 3 in a row. 4-0 loss to the Philadelphia Flyers tonight. Owen Tippett got his 14th. Kiefer Bellows claimed off waivers earlier this season from the Islanders, got his first of the season and first as a member of the Flyers. Vegas loses again. 2-1 the final. The Islanders over the Vegas Golden Knights. As this one, ended up in OT. So the Knights do get a point out of this one, but another loss for Vegas. It is 2-2 through two periods of play in St. Paul, Minnesota. Buffalo Sabres looking to run their winning streak to 6 games. Former 67 Jack Quinn has his 8th of the season in this one. Zemgus Girgensen has his 5th. Erickson Ek his 18th. Spurgeon has his 9th for Minnie. And we are through 2 periods of play in that one. Elsewhere, games that are just getting underway in Arizona, or sorry, it's in Anaheim, the Ducks and the Coyotes. I'll refresh here. Yeah, we're still scoreless early in that one. And through 1 period of play in the remaining 2 games, it is 1-0 Edmonton over the Blackhawks, and the Kraken have a 1-0 lead on the Blue Jackets. It was a 6-1 loss for Belleville tonight in Springfield. They lost 5-1 last night. Sogard returned tonight from injury. Shots were 44-26 in favor of Springfield. And the 67s lost in overtime on the road in Belleville by a score of 5-4. There's your St. Hubert Barbecue out-of-town scoreboard. Back in a moment after a Senators 5-0 win over the Montreal Canadiens. Oh, we're going to go. Okay, Cam's kicking us out. Okay, Cam is kicking us out. Some final thoughts from you, Sean Simpson, after this 5-0 Senators win.
Well, again, Lloydie, not necessarily the season, not a disaster back to 500, but when you look to weekends and fun, and I'll be honest with you, for myself, just kind of sitting back and letting the Sens fans, I think they've totally rebranded themselves. I do believe it's a franchise and a hockey team headed to a different place and a good place. But a weekend like this, just to see the enjoyment of the fans beating Toronto, I think even more so than Montreal. But with the atmosphere in these games, when Montreal comes to town, it's that back and forth, and both fan bases kind of having fun with it. So, hey, 11-2, they outscore Toronto, Montreal. What's not to like? Enjoy the football Sunday, brother.
All right, yeah, we got both games tomorrow on TSN 1200. You want to take in the football, and we're going to be doing the next game coming up on Tuesday as well. It is the Sens in Montreal to take on the Habs. Can Ottawa head into their break on a four-game winning streak? We'll find out coming up on Tuesday. For Dean Brown, for Gord Wilson, for Matt Hamer, for Cam Clement, for Sean Simpson, I'm Steve Lloyd. Thanks for listening. Sens play in Montreal coming up on Tuesday. Join us then.